Yeah, I text Stretch too, but he didn't text back.
No, nah, that dude is stoned out of his mind out somewhere, I'm sure.
You ready, bro?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Yes, sir. That's the intro music, right, Big D?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's time for the Rock Pod.
What's going on?
RollingOffTrackPodcast.com. ROTPOD is myself, Mr. B.
And I'm Big D.
Yes, sir. And here to update you, give you a few stories to put in through your ear hole.
Shove in your ear hole.
Yeah. So thanks for downloading, streaming as usual. Keep them downloads coming. Keep them sharing. Keep tattooing those tattoos.
And piercing whatever you want to pierce.
Oh, yeah. You can pierce some design. What if you pierce a different part of your body, are they still called earrings?
No, I think they're just called piercings.
They're just called piercings?
Yeah.
You can insert piercings through those piercings with different shapes of the ROTPOD. Like if there's a, like for the O, you could get a piercing that looks like an O.
Yo.
You could get a piercing that looks like an ROTPOD. You know what people can do?
Yes, sir.
Like if you get a piercing under your lip, or not? Yeah, like under your lip.
Yeah.
Just get a piercing that says ROTPOD right underneath, real small.
And then every time they want to show it off, they can just look at my lip.
Just yo. Then when you get home, just take it off, huh?
That'd be cool.
You should do that, Big D. We'll put on video.
Shit, I got big lips. It'll be a big ass diamond.
Diamond on Big D's lips.
Yo. Man, you imagine the size of that fucker? It'd be like $1,200.
Yo, Big D, it stands for Big Diamonds.
Yep.
What? Yo, so. Today is Wednesday, the 7th. 8, 9, 10. 3 more days till the 12-hour streaming, buddy.
Yes, sir. 12-hour streaming. There are going to be different podcasts on there doing that, too, you know?
Different podcasts and two gamers, Dog of Days and Twisted Crash.
Yeah, yes. Very nice.
And Dog of Days 2-3, he was supposed to join us tonight, but I guess he couldn't make it. So next time, Dog of Days, next time.
Next time, brother man, you got to come on so we can do some laughs, put some jokes.
Yep. Yeah, talk about Stretch's mom, because Stretch ain't here.
Yep.
And he's not responding, too, so we get to talk about his mama.
That's funny shit.
His mama's getting that ROTPOD piercings.
On her lip.
On her lip. Oh.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Yep, she supports the ROTPOD.
Yeah, she does, and Stretch don't. What a dude. What a punk.
What a punk. Your mama loves ROTPOD more than you.
Oh, you can hear him say, don't you be talking about my mama.
Don't you
be,
yeah. If you're not here, we talk about your mama.
Yeah, that's a lot of mamas we're going to be talking about.
Yep. So the 10th, Saturday, 12 hours, gaming, podcasting, talking, playing, interacting with people. Come chat, come listen, come join us any way you want. We'll figure out a way. Just interact with us. Donate a dollar or more. It'll help the kids, right, Big D?
Heck yeah. It's all for the kids, man. I mean, kids need help. You know what I mean?
Yep. Child's play charity.
Yep. What better way than to do this? streaming and freaking donating. Just a dollar, man. What you can.
Yep, and we'll be on camera, so we'll you guys can message Big D, tell him to do a little dance.
And I will dance for a special occasion.
Yep. If you donate some cash, tell Big D to dance.
Yep.
But don't be dancing because of a Samsung's Note 7 explosions. Remember the those incidents?
Yep, the dumb bastards.
Yeah, don't be dancing for that. But you don't dance for that. But you can dance for this. Samsung, they're announcing a recall.
Man, it's about damn time. What the fuck were they waiting for?
That's right. They were waiting for more, like, I think it was like around 35 explosions.
Seemed like to me they were waiting for somebody to die.
Yeah. Or something serious to happen, huh?
You're right. Nothing's happening. All right. Holy shit, his head blew and all. Yeah, we better do this.
It's on YouTube. It means it's serious.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. They should have done this from the get-go.
They should have. Now the first few, you know, people were laughing, like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, oh, snap, we better recall this stuff.
Right, like a joke. Hey, remember I put the wrong wire on this? Look at that.
That's why he took off early that one day.
Right.
The technician, the engineer, the
the manufacturer worker.
Yeah. I wonder if kids work with Samsung like they do for Apple, huh?
Yeah, that's what happens when you have 3-year-olds putting the phones together.
No, Samsung. Crazy fools.
They are, man. That's nuts.
Yep. So they're going to be working with AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon to get your Note 7. You can either exchange it for a Galaxy S7 or a Galaxy S7 Edge.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a good deal. The S7 and S Edge, man, is pretty damn good phones.
Yep. So you can do that. And any accessories that you bought for your Note 7, they'll mm-hmm. be able to refund that.
Well, that's good. Or just trade it in for the accessories for your other phone.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do that.
Then on top of that, if you think it's worth it, Samsung is going to be offering a $25 gift card or bill credit.
$25. The phone is $700. And they want a $25 gift card or rebate, whatever.
Yeah.
Really? $25, they could spare it, huh?
$25.
Gosh. Well, I guess it's okay because they're allowing them to trade their phones in for the S7 and S7 Edge for no cost, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all right.
Let's see how many Note 7s were ordered. Let's see if that comes up okay.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sure there was a lot of them, dude. Can you imagine? Because that Note 7 is pretty damn popular.
Yeah, especially with the first one, huh?
Yeah. Because I think our worker had only one. Uh-huh. She had the one with the pen that you could write on the phone.
Yeah.
So you know those suckers are popular, man.
And those ones were the first one to introduce the pen, like for note-taking, right?
Yep, sure was.
So, yeah, we can say that some other companies copied Samsung as well.
Yeah, oh, well, of course, man. Of course. I mean, these dudes, if you don't put a pen on or something, dude, they're going to copy everybody, you know what I mean? I mean, you can't reinvent the wheel, but you can sure the hell copy it.
Yeah. So as of August, like the middle of August,
mm-hmm.
it's over 200,000 Galaxy Note 7s.
Oh, smokes.
So 200,000, and if every one of those people took their phones back in and getting $25 from Samsung, that's a lot of moolah right there, buddy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money they got to pay out. Well, plus they're losing that their ass, you know, giving that other phone out too.
Yeah.
You know, like the S7 and the S7 Edge?
Yeah.
Because you know those bastards are, what, the $500 to $700?
Those are expensive too, yep.
Yeah. So they're losing money out on that.
So Samsung. Samsung, sorry, man.
Man, you should have got a dose to put that damn phone together, bastards.
You should have paid that that Joe a little bit more.
See what happens when you cut overtime.
Oh.
Shit starts to break.
See what happens when you don't pay attention to that guy in glasses.
Right.
See what happens when you don't pay attention to the quiet guy.
The one who's writing on the chalkboard or the wall. I don't know who's going to die first.
Dang. You never paid attention to that guy. See what happens? So people, when you're at work today, say hi. Say hi to that guy, okay?
Yeah, or he's in the corner, please.
Give him a candy bar or a Gatorade, you know?
Yeah. Or, you know, something.
Something.
A nice, warm smile.
Not too warm, okay? Not too warm. It's like a nod your head, like, what's up? Be cool. Be cool about it, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Can't be cool about it, I guess.
Yeah, because if you give him too much of a warm smile, he's going to say, hey, that guy likes me. That guy likes me.
They're going to have a sausage party on your hands. Oh. Oh, smokes.
So since we got that far, maybe don't say hi to that guy then. Crazy Big D.
Yep. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yep. And to go back to donate a dollar or more and see Big D dancing. Yeah.
Yeah, here we go, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Another thing to dance for is, sorry, buddy. Another thing to dance for, Avatar sequel.
Oh.
They said this one was supposed to come out in 2014.
Yeah, it never did.
No. Never did. Because they were too busy fixing Note 7s.
Shit. Exploding on set.
Exploding, yep. But, yeah, they said this one's going to be coming out. They said it's going to be on track. That's in quotes with my finger, with my hand, air quotes. It says,
oh, really?
On track for Christmas 2018.
Holy shit, it's still got another 2 years.
Yep. And this one's supposed to be they're following the story of the guy and the girl, the one that fell in love.
Oh, and they put their tentacles together?
Then they put their tentacles together and they made offsprings. So the story is going to follow that and just how they're still having problems with the humans.
Dude, I got to say something. When they put their tentacles together, you know, I'm all about, you know, having people, watching people do their thing, you know, on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But that tentacle shit, man, that kind of grossed me out.
I don't remember that, so.
It's probably a good thing. It's like watching a couple of, what the hell, jellyfish go at it.
I've never seen jellyfish too. So.
Dude, it's gross.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, it's bad, dude. Ugh.
Well, we have the movie. We have the movie, so I might check it out again.
So, no shit, now I know what he's talking about. There's jellyfish.
Come on, Big D. Why'd you have to tell me about it?
Sorry.
No, I'm just thinking about people with their tentacles.
With the jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Avatar tentacles.
Going at it.
Going at it. It's all Big D's fault.
I know, dude. Sorry. Man,
now people aren't going to listen to this podcast now, buddy.
Hey. Well, you know, if they think that much about Avatar, maybe they shouldn't be listening to
it. Yeah. Either way, they'll forget about it because it's coming out till 2018.
I know. That's crazy. I'm from 2014 to 2018, man.
Yeah. There'll be 2 years from this day, from right now, and there'll be about... over 100 episodes will follow this, so yeah, they'll forget about it.
Probably.
Yep. Then it says Avatar 3 will follow on Christmas 2020.
Oh my god.
Save that OMG, buddy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Avatar 4 on Christmas 2022.
OMG.
Save it, that OMG. Save it. Finally, Avatar 5 on Christmas 2023.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck that.
Went from OMG to F that.
Man, that's crazy. I mean, how many of these blue bastards are going to put on screen?
It's five. Five. This is how it's going to go. The family is going to go through whatever they go through with the humans. And at the end, finally, the humans and the avatars, they're going to be live in peace and harmony and get together and create an old new generation of avatar humans. Ava humans.
They're going to live in harmony with Transformers is what they're going to do.
Yep. Then right at the end of the movie, there's going to be a new enemy that comes into their world. And then the movie's going to stop right there. Bam.
Holy shit, did you write this movie or what?
That's right. My name's James Cameron.
Oh, that dude is a good director, man.
Yeah. Name another movie that he did.
James Cameron?
Yes, sir.
First Batman? No.
Was it First Batman?
Was it?
He did Titanic. He did Terminator Genesis.
Wasn't that the lowest?
He did one of your favorites, True Lies.
You know, I had a crush on that chick too.
What was her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
She was cool in that movie, man. She kicked ass.
Yep, now they're all old, huh?
Yep, now my crush is gone.
My crush is new.
Oh. No, I got the love of my life now.
Yeah.
I got a crush.
Rambo, he also did Rambo.
Which one? The last one?
It says number 3.
Oh, shit.
Or no, First Blood, first one. No, sorry. First Blood Part 2, second one.
Okay, before I say anything, is that it?
he did, let's see, what else? He did Avatar 5 2023.
Ugh.
Any new music you listen to, Big D?
New music. What did I get? Matter of fact, what did I download the other day? Oh, man. While I was downloading music, I was downloading Disturbed Into the Fire.
Oh, Disturbed?
Yeah. Because I thought I already had that song, but I didn't.
Into the Fire.
You know what I mean? It's about that song.
That was the name of the song, huh?
Yeah, Into the Fire.
Into the Fire or Fired Up?
Nah, Into the Fire or Into the Flames.
What album was that on?
It was on, fuck. Oh, man.
Let's maybe see. I have the power of the internet in my hands.
It's Into the Fire, man. Or Into the Flames. Or Through the Flames. No.
Disturbed. It is on... Inside the Fire.
There you go. See that? I knew it was one of those things.
looking for the wrong songs, buddy.
And I just downloaded it freaking this morning.
Inside the Fire. Like this, buddy. Check it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get pumped up, buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, shit. I'm gonna jump off my second story building, just run around naked around my lawn. Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. Dang it.
head, bang your head.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it. You know, they're just some talented group of guys, man.
Yep.
And like,
go ahead.
Oh, especially David Draymond.
Yes, sir. He probably has a lot of projects on the side, huh?
Yeah, he does.
He kind of seems like one of those guys that stays busy all the time.
Yeah, because I'm sure he has tons of music that he wrote and, you know, that he written, should I say.
Yeah. What was the other band that he was with?
David Draymond?
Yeah.
It was a solo stuff, wasn't it?
It was what?
Wasn't it his own solo stuff, or think?
Yeah, there's another band, remember?
You're not thinking of Mudvayne, right?
Oh, Device.
Oh shit, that's right.
Remember Device? This is a metal band started by David Draymond.
Dude, that was a long time ago.
It's actually 2012. 4 years ago.
Holy shit. Man, I totally forgot all about that, man.
Forgot about Device, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't remember till right now, till I started thinking about like how busy he was and just a side project and stuff like that.
Yeah. Damn, dude. That is pretty damn cool.
I think this is one of their top songs right here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
This one's called Vilify.
That one's pretty good.
Yep. There's a song on here that he did with Serge Tankian as well. Remember Serge?
Oh yeah, from A System of the Down.
Yeah.
Serge Tankian, heck yeah. Hell, even his solo stuff was pretty good.
Yeah, he did on the side stuff too, huh?
Yeah, Serge Tankian, heck yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is pretty good.
And speaking about side stuff, how about running sideways on a screen like a game?
Oh shit.
Super Mario Run is the name of the game, and it's going to come out. It's going to come out on iOS first before Android.
Imagine that.
Yes, sir. So I guess Nintendo is favoring iOS. Come on, Nintendo. Some of your best gamers are on Android. We should do a study on that, huh?
Yeah, we should. You know what it's about? Huh?
We should ask Facebook and Twitter about that.
I think we should. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad. Because usually iOS is always the last to get anything.
Anything cool?
Yes. I mean, we always end up having to pay for the son of a bitch, but we always the last one to get it.
Oh, yeah. Guys are losers. I mean, you guys are cool, man.
Whatever, punk.
Yeah. So, yeah, this one's called Super Mario Run. It's a game by Nintendo. And the graphics and everything is just like a regular Mario game, but you're running from left to right, side-scrolling game, and just from the video it shows the Miyamoto just pressing on the screen like a jump button,
yeah.
And so that one touch, like you can press it, you can tap, or you can press and hold, and just like different tapping controls to make Mario do different stuff, but basically Mario just running across the screen and you're just dodging enemies and getting coins and stuff like that.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool, man.
And it actually looks pretty good too, pretty fun. You could play with one hand and just while you're in the restroom, play with one hand and keep playing.
You don't need a magazine anymore, right?
Yeah, no magazine, no more No more Game Informer magazines.
Hip readers.
Yep. Just get your Super Mario Run game downloaded. And if you're on iOS, you probably have to pay, but for Android, you probably get it for free.
Whatever. Unless you don't have the exploding Note 7.
Just, yeah. Imagine if they made a game that made phones explode.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Look what happened to Note 7.
Yeah. That's probably Facebook was the one that's making them explode.
Yes, sir. Facebook. I'm pretty sure. Because their rocket exploded not too long ago, remember?
Who?
Facebook. They're sending a satellite up in the sky so they can have Facebook could reach in the Middle East, you know, like Israel and all that.
Yeah.
But that rocket that was going to take their satellite up fucking exploded, dude, on the launch pad.
Oh, see, put two and two together.
Yup, SpaceX, man. They blew it up.
They blew it up, son.
Yeah, and that's the company we make our parts for.
Oh, yeah, SpaceX, huh?
Yeah.
So that's proprietary, buddy. Shh.
Sorry.
Cool, man. You know what else is cool better than SpaceX?
What's up, buddy?
This is for you, Big D. iPhone 7 was just announced today.
Yes.
Are you going to get it?
Yes.
No headphone jack?
Yes.
Goodbye, auxiliary cable?
Yes.
Hello, lightning connector?
Yes.
Are you going to get the Apple's EarPod headphones?
Yes.
And of course, you could get the lightning connector with the with the adapter. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. iPhone, silver, gold, rose gold, black, jet black.
Just like how I like my coffee, jet black.
Oh. The jet black model is only available in 128 gig and 256 gig.
Holy shit.
256, bro.
I'm going to get the 128, dude, because I'm tired of running out of memory.
Go 256, man.
Hey, I'm not an animal.
You're an animal. Disturb. Oh,
I am going to get that 128, though.
Deal.
Heck yeah. The jet black 128. I am. That's mine.
Download more. Enjoy more, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be a hell of a lot faster than these 16 gigs. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Be able to do more stuff.
You'll be able to download that new Super Mario game.
After I pay for it, of course.
After you pay for it. Apple should run a promotion. Buy a new iPhone 7. Get the Mario game for free.
They should.
They should, huh? Throw in a free game.
Fuck yeah, they should throw something in there.
Hey, I just got an idea for Rotpod. When that game comes out, we could buy a few of them. Or even have somebody sponsor us and buy a few of those, and then we can give it out.
Hey. We're allowed to do that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Give away a few Mario games?
We can do that.
Because all you have to do is just whoever wins, we just send them the code.
Oh, yeah, and they can just download it, no?
That's right.
Man, you win, smart dude.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why I love talking to you on this podcast.
The new i7 is going to be weighs less, it says.
Oh, that's good, because my arm usually goes to sleep if I'm on the phone a lot.
when you're laying in bed with the phone over you, then you go to sleep and it falls on your face. Don't lie, yeah. That happened, right? Don't lie.
Go ahead, yeah. If you notice, I don't know, a couple weeks back, dude, I had a knot on my fucking forehead.
That was from the phone?
Yeah, it's a damn phone just landed right on my head.
Yeah, see, so with this new lighter i7, it's going to be no mark.
Oh, nice. Hope it don't break as easy.
Your face will be damage-free.
That's cool. That's good.
Brighter screen?
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, you know, we're all getting spoiled by HD screens these days.
Yeah.
Are you spoiled by HD screens, Big D?
Dude, I am.
4K TV?
Yes.
iPhone 4K camera?
I know, you see that? You're right, too. They're coming up with two cameras on that bad boy.
Yes, sir. 3D. You'll be able to do 3D.
I don't know. I probably won't do that shit, but I can say I have two cameras on my phone, I guess.
Yeah. It's like two eyes on a chameleon, was it? Take two pictures at the same time facing different ways.
That's badass, dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. See, they should do that instead of making 3D pictures. Have two cameras facing different directions.
Right, in one way and the other way.
And then when you do video, you could do like a split screen or one picture in picture. And when you're doing video of like of birthdays or whatever, then you can have two videos at the same time instead of having two cameras at the same time.
Yeah.
Damn, look at that. See.
Fuck. Dude, you should go work for Apple.
I should work for Samsung Note 7.
Well, first is take care of that exploding thing, and then let's work on the cameras after that.
You know, they mixed up the red and the black wires. That's why.
They use the wrong caps on there.
They use the wrong caps, yo. Where was the quality guy there, huh?
Yeah, quality guy. Where was he?
Where was he, man? IP67 certified, which means it's resistant to water and dust.
That's what I like, dude.
So when you're drinking your jet black coffee, you won't hurt it.
<I'm> melted.
Yeah. Do you really drink jet black coffee?
Nah, heck no.
Oh. What's your favorite caffeine drink?
My something if I need a pick me up?
Yeah.
Well, it's a mocha frappuccino, buddy.
Mocha Big D.
Yep, with three shots of espresso in that bad boy.
Oh, snap.
Yes, sir.
Espresso make you dance, huh?
Oh, yeah. It makes me dance, all right. It makes the damn hair on the back of my neck curl up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sucker gets you zinging.
Those three Moco shots is the same as this new A10 processor that they're putting inside. It's supposed to be 40% faster than the A9 that's inside the iPhone 6.
Oh, shit.
40% faster. You believe that?
I believe anything at this point.
iPhone will make your... head grow hair. You believe that?
No.
No.
No, the hair on top of my head went bye-bye a long time ago, my friend.
Went bye-bye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, like you said, better camera.
Hey. Photoshop. I could add hair to my head.
Oh, yeah. With those optical image stabilization.
Yes, indeed.
It helps reduce blurriness.
And I can also slow down the shine from my head.
Yes, sir. And it's going to have a lower aperture, which means that the you'll be able to take better pictures in less light.
Oh, that's good, because I'm having a hell of a time finding good lighting now.
Yep. Longer battery life?
As long as it don't explode, that's good.
Oh! It says the iPhone 7 is going to last 12 hours with LTE browsing compared to the iPhone 6, which lasted 10.5 hours.
Oh, shit.
So it's like another hour, hour and a half.
Damn.
And when you're done with that Disturbed concert and you have an hour and a half left to get home, you know that hour and a half is good to check in on your loved ones.
That's it. Heck yeah.
Because you know, after a concert, there's all that traffic trying to head home?
Yes, sir. And there was a lot after that one, too, bud. That place was packed, man, and that place holds 15,000 people.
Yeah?
And it was full.
Were you rocking?
Hell yeah, I was rocking. Breaking Benjamin, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
I love him.
Love him.
Yo.
If you're signed up for the... upgrade service, you'll be able to get it through that. iPhone 7.
Oh, shit. No way.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's a good deal right there.
And, yeah, of course, so with this one, with the new iPhone, comes with the AirPods, is what they're calling it. It's their new headphones, new earphones, they say.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. And it's just like regular, the earbuds that came with the iPhone 6s, but just like with no wires on them, huh?
Yeah, they're just wireless.
Yep.
Well, I guess.
And they did test on them where they tried talking to Siri in loud places.
Yeah.
And they said it did pretty good.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I don't use Siri that much anyway. My Siri's kind of stubborn.
Yeah. Because you found your Jessica, that's why.
And I found my true love. Deal. Now Siri don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. That's hands off, Big D. Push somebody else's buttons.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not my brown sugar anymore.
You're not my big diamonds no more.
Right. Yeah. I never really used her that much anyway.
Siri?
Yeah.
Yep. So this one, yeah, the AirPods, it says it's it actually sounds better than the EarPods that came with the iPhone 6s.
Damn.
But they said don't take their word for it because, of course, there'll be other headphones, earphones, earbuds that are much, much better than these ones.
Well, of course, I gotta go buy my Bluetooth Beats headphones.
You gotta go buy it?
Yeah, because I have the Beat headphones now, but they're the wires.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want the wireless now?
Yeah, when I get that new phone, heck yeah.
Gotta upgrade?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Upgrade, Big T.
Heck yeah.
Yep. Well, the listeners are gonna upgrade their knowledge when listening to this episode.
That's right. We got a lot of knowledge from about phones. That's about it.
Explosions.
Explosion phones.
Heck yeah. And gigabytes.
And a jet black phone.
Jet black phone. Yes, sir. Well, Big D, we'll try and do another episode before Saturday comes, but either way, Saturday we'll be podcasting, gaming, all that good stuff for 12 hours.
Yes, sir. We'll definitely be doing that, buddy.
So, people out there listening, share this episode if you can. Share the Rock Pod. Especially share the event that we're doing on Saturday, 12-hour streaming. There'll be more info on Twitter, Facebook. Myself and Big D will be pimping that out.
Yes, sir. It's for the children, people, man. Give it a good listen, man. Just donate a dollar.
Yep. So tell your friends, family. Just tell them to click on the links that we'll provide throughout these next few days. And I think these next few days I'm gonna be talking about it a little more just to hype it up as we're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yep. So I'll be providing pictures and names of the other podcasters and gamers. And I'm just going to get as much as we can for this charity thing because it's going to be the bomb.
Heck yeah, sure the hell is.
Yep.
Right on, brother, man. It's always fun, man. It's always my pleasure.
Yep. So till next time, any last words for the Rock Pod? This is Rock Pod Land, Big D.
Yes, sir. You guys take care, love one another, and always be safe.